My name is Chris Johnson. I had my fucking concert trip to Cleveland earlier this month, and it was fucking awesome. I went to a place called the Agora Theater. Alkaline Trio was playing, and it was as close as they were coming to Buffalo. Unless you want to count Toronto, which is fucking closer. But then I gotta fucking cross the border. I don't want to deal with that shit. I go to fucking Toronto for that show if I have to. I mean, I like fucking Toronto. The fucking Toronto Blue Jays playing Toronto. I've gone to a fucking bunch of Jays games. It's my favorite baseball team. But anyway, I went to fucking Cleveland for the Alkaline Trio show, and it was fucking great. I've gone to Cleveland several fucking times. Enough that I, like, know what I'm doing. Like, I recognize fucking landmarks. I know that I want to fucking stop for gas in fucking Ashtabula by the Waffle House. I like that fucking gas station, man. It's a fucking clean bathroom in there. It's a good fucking size. They used to sell fucking bottle drinks of like Coke and shit. Like glass fucking bottle. And that was fucking unbelievable. They stopped doing that shit some years back and I still fucking miss it. I went by myself because I always go to these shows by myself. I don't know if I've asked anybody to go to a fucking concert with me since I was married. Like my ex used to go with me to some of these shows. We didn't go to nearly as many. We were both way more fucked up then too. Like I can't be in these fucking crowds. But now that I got my fucking mind on one, I can go to these fucking crowds just for the fucking show. I don't want to talk to any of these people or fucking hang out or anything like that. And you're invisible in the crowd. Nobody gives a shit about me when I'm there. If you're gonna go to the goddamn show with me, you need to be fucking invested. You know what I mean? I'm sure some people would go to the fucking show, but I'm not gonna just drag somebody along. You need to be into this shit. You need to be as into this fucking group as I am. I don't need anybody fucking killing my fucking buzz. It's a fucking 3-hour drive from Buffalo. And that's 3 hours if you're fucking driving straight through. I don't drive fucking straight through. I stop to fucking piss every fucking state line. You know what I mean? I dick around. Being in a fucking car that long sucks. I gotta fucking break shit up. I gotta break up the monotony. I have a bunch of band t-shirts. A bunch of fucking punk rock band t-shirts. I usually just throw one of my fucking band shirts on and go to the goddamn show. I did not do that this time. I had a new shirt that says, Taylor Swift is a CIA psyop. I bought it because I think it's fucking hilarious. And it's bright yellow, or as they said when I ordered it, gold. But gold is fucking yellow. At least when it comes to fucking shirts. So I decided to wear that to the fucking show. I figured this fucking crowd's gonna get it. They'll understand. Douchebag fucking agitated punk crowd, of course they're gonna fucking know. However, it did throw a lot of people off because it says Taylor Swift on the top and then it has like a crude drawing of her and her eyes are all fucking red. And at the bottom it says, is a CIA psyop. So like if you just look quick, you're like, is that fucking bearded long-haired dickhead wearing a fucking Taylor Swift shirt? So it was fucking great. Interesting shit happens like anytime I fucking go a distance in one of these shows. In Cleveland, it's always fucking weird. Like I always have some weird conversation with fucking somebody that just fucking sticks. I've never been to the Agora before. Anytime I'm going to a place I've never been before, I'm always fucking panicked about the parking, especially if I'm in a strange fucking city. If I gotta drive fucking 3 hours, I wanna know where the fuck I'm gonna park. And it's not like if I go to a show in Buffalo, like I fucking know Buffalo, I fucking live here. I can find some fucking lot and know where the fuck I am. Cleveland, not so much. Like one time I went to a fucking Cleveland show, I parked at some fucking like bus depot and had to walk the fucking slum for like 5 blocks to get to this fucking place, which was fine fucking going there, but when I'm fucking leaving 11:30 at night, like it's a little fucking sketchy. But I found out that they have a fucking lot right behind the fucking theater and I was like, great, I'll just get there early and I'm sure there'll be enough places to park. And that's what I fucking did. And it's like $20 to park and I didn't give two shits. $20 is kind of a lot, but when you're in a strange fucking city and you're right behind the fucking place, like I'll fucking pay 20. And there's a woman there collecting the money. And like I had cash, I had $20 in cash, which is weird because like I never really have cash on me anymore, but I actually had $20. She's holding this phone. I was like, yo, what are we doing here? You take cash, charge? Like, what's easier for you? I'll do whatever the fuck you want. And she's like, I'll take fucking cash or card. If you want to say fuck inflation and give me $20, I'll take the fucking $20 bill. Okay, great. That's a persuasive argument. I still don't know what the fuck it means. I don't know how me giving you a $20 bill means fuck inflation, because you'd still be getting $20 if I used a card, but like, all right, cool. Then when I was going in, security guard fucking stopped me because he looked at my shirt. He's like, hold on a sec, what is this? And then I had to fucking hold the thing out and he like looked at it and he like nodded like, all right, fine, you can go in. I was like, right, come on. I got all kinds of looks. All kinds of like pissy looks, which is good. There was a theater and they had like several rows and then a floor. And I went on the floor because I want to feel the fucking madness. And like at one point in time, like this couple turned around and the woman was like, I like your shirt. And I wasn't paying attention at this point. I know what the fuck I was doing. I think it was like between sets. And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks. And she held up her hand for like a high five. I'm not going to give you no fucking high five. So I did the same thing I did with the fucking races. I stuck my fist out and she was holding up her hand and I stuck my fist right in the palm of her hand. And then she covered my fist with her fucking hand. Like she didn't fucking change to the fist. She gave me the fucking cover. Like my fucking fist was a doorknob or some shit. Then the dude wanted it in this action. He actually gave me the fucking fist pound. He didn't do the fist grab. Then like during a fucking song, during the Alkaline Trio set, this fucking drunk monstrosity. Uzi like fucking just spinning around and shit like a goddamn top. He like stopped, like mid spin, they like stopped and looked at it. He tried to give me the high five too. This is the hottest fucking shirt I've ever fucking worn out in public. I feel like I have a distinctly different reaction if I wear that shit outside of a punk show. But like I was like a goddamn celeb in there with the fucking thing on. Security guard told me when I was leaving too. This woman said she liked it. It was a goddamn hit. I was fucking furious afterwards once I realized I had a 3-hour drive home, but I don't know, what are you gonna do? Drive home is always worse than the drive there because it's like, I'm fucking tired because I just drove 3 hours and I just stood on the floor for 3 fucking hours watching bands and shit. Like, I'm fucking beat. Now I gotta fucking sit in this goddamn car and drive another 3 hours home. Fuck. That is a lot. But the show is fucking great. Hey man, Echoline Churro has been around for like 25 years or whatever the fuck. They keep fucking playing shows. I'll keep going to shows. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single episode is there. Website, app, download me, follow, all that shit. I'm also on all the big podcasting sites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, pretty much anything you fucking want. I am going to be in my Facebook timeline, so you can catch the podcast there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And if you're into photos, videos, all that shit, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes.